Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. May I please speak with Joshua Lappe?
What is this for?
We're conducting a national survey, and I'm not saying anything. It's about important issues facing your community and the nation, and also about the upcoming elections for President, Congress, and other offices. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
And what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you very certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Very certain.
And what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
40-something. I don't remember.
43.
Okay, thank you, sir. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you? White, African-American, Hispanic, Asian-American, Native American, or other race, not least, sir?
I guess we'll just say white.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
For what was that?
From 0 to 10. 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote this year, and 0 means you are not motivated to vote this year.
Oh, okay. You said just for in general?
Yeah, in general, from 0 to 10.
You may use
any number from 0 to 10.
I am not really that excited about it because of the selections, we'll say 5 just to be in the middle range.
5?
Okay.
Yes, 5. Correct. And now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. And if you don't recognize the name, just let me know. First one, Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman. Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I'm going to say disapprove.
Strongly or just somewhat?
We'll say strongly.
Strongly disapprove. The next one, Joe Biden as president. How would you rate him?
I would say
strongly approve.
Strongly disapprove.
The next one, Sherrod Brown as senator.
Also strongly disapprove.
And the last one, Donald Trump as former president.
I would say disapprove. Let's do somewhat disapprove.
Just somewhat or strong? Okay, somewhat. And now I'm going to read you all. Yes, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that, okay?
Okay.
The first one, Derek Marin. Do you recognize the name? Derek Marin?
Not really, no.
Okay. No opinion or never heard of?
Never heard of him.
Marcy Kaptur. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
First Energy, the company, First Energy. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I would say somewhat unfavorable.
Joe Biden?
Very unfavorable.
Republicans in Congress, Republicans in general?
I would say unfavorable. Somewhat
unfavorable. Very or some? Just some.
We'll do somewhat. One?
Democrats in Congress in general?
I would say very unfavorable.
And Donald Trump?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
I'd have to do my research, but I would probably...
If the elections were held today and you had to decide right now, which candidate would you lean to what? The Republican or the Democrat?
I would lean more Republican.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Other candidate.
And can you please specify which candidate?
I'm going to actually write in Ron Paul, but Chase Oliver is the Libertarian candidate, so we'll just... So you can either put Chase Oliver or just Noda, none of the above.
No problem. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Say that again? Sorry.
If the elections for president were held today and the candidates were only Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Oh, man, if, like a forced choice?
if the elections were only between those candidates?
Only between those two, I would say Trump, but
okay. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Not Sherrod Brown, so the other guy.
Okay, Bernie Moreno. Yeah. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
The Republican.
And is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or will you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
No chance.
Okay, now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 75%. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much more likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her or you don't think it is true, please let me know.
Yeah, I would say no difference.
No difference, okay? Now, sure. I'm going to review some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. And again, after each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. And again, if the statement makes you more likely to vote for them or you don't think it is true, let me know. The first one, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we put the bill for Marin's corruption. After being that much less likely, somewhat less, no difference or more likely? Or not true? If you don't think it is true.
Oh, it's probably true. But I would say it's different. It's not a big difference.
Okay. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature vote to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers, but Derek Marin votes no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat vote to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even votes no on that. After being that much less likely, somewhat less, or makes no difference? Or more likely, or not true?
I would say make no difference on that one also.
Okay. And the last four. In the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employee sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin will stand with those who vote to cut Social Security and Medicare, and will raise the retirement age. Much less likely, somewhat less, makes no difference. More likely or not true?
We'll go more likely on that one.
Okay. And the last three. Derek Marin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Marin supports a federal ban that will overturn Ohio law and make abortion illegal, even in the case of rape or incest. Marin even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatment. After hearing that, much less likely, somewhat less, no difference, or more likely?
More likely on that one.
Okay. The last two, in the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working, families are struggling to make ends meet. The last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out of us. Much less likely, somewhat less, makes no difference, or more likely?
We'll go no difference on that one.
The last one. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contribution from real estate special interest, The recommendation brought legislation to end mandatory lead-pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Much less, somewhat less, no difference, or more likely?
Well, we'll go less likely on that one.
Okay, much less likely or somewhat less likely?
We'll do somewhat less.
Somewhat less likely. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merrin, or would you still vote for Merrin?
Again, I'll have to do my research. but just for the sake of the survey, we'll go probably, what's the option?
Based on what you just heard, what is the best reasons to vote against Republican Derek Merrin? Remember that I read to you that after taking money from First Energy,
that one. We'll go
the abortion law.
Yeah, the First Energy thing was pretty
okay. Shady. Okay. Let me document your answer. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I will ask you again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Republican Derek Merrin or Democrat Marcy Carter?
We'll do the Republican on that one.
Okay. And
possibly I'll be leaving it blank.
Okay, but the elections were held today.
Yeah.
Okay, and what is the last year of the schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Yeah. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm a libertarian. If that's an option, put libertarian.
Okay. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
How important is politics?
How important is politics to your personal identity? It's very important, somewhat not important, or not at all?
Yeah, I'd say somewhat important.
In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I voted for Libertarian Joe Jorgensen.
Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
Yep. You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.